Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and their senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. starts their worship service. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at noon, actually, you can call this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live at noon Eastern Standard Time. They also have Bible studies at their location every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. It's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in. Have this beautiful, glorious morning. Glory to God. Sun is out. Nice breeze. So y'all know what I'm doing later on today. Put some clouds in the sky, as I call it. Get on the grill. Well, before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song, amen?
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I just want to thank him for saving me. Oh,
you deserve my worship.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You deserve my praise,
adoration and
Everybody open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
Oh, Lord, you deserve. together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on in concert and say it.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. If that doesn't put you in a spirit of worship, you deserve the glory, God. Hallelujah. All of the glory belongs to you, God. My hallelujah belongs to you, God. I thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. You deserve my worship, God. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always, God. Hallelujah. He said, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul says hallelujah, glory to God, because I want to thank him for saving me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You deserve all glory. You deserve all praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we celebrated earlier this month, he's risen. He is risen. Thank you, Father, for raising Jesus from the grave, giving us access to you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we'll go ahead and get into the word. Amen. Coming out of the book of Romans, Romans, the first chapter, going to read verses 14 through 16. Romans first chapter, verses 14 through 16. This is Paul speaking to the Romans. And it reads, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now, two things stuck out to me in this passage. The first thing that stuck out is verse 15 when Paul said, So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Now, he added that word also. To you that are at Rome also. That's the first thing that stuck out to me. And the second thing is, in verse 16, it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So there's that word also again. Says to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The title of the message this morning is Secondhand Gospel. Secondhand Gospel. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come into your presence once again. For you deserve our worship. And you deserve all praise, God. We give you glory just for who you are. Our Father, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who thought about us to create us, to breathe life into us, and to call us your own. Thank you, Father, for sending your son Jesus to bridge the gap that sin caused, to reconcile us back to you, Father, giving us access, spend eternity with you. Thank you for your word, Father. Your word that saves, your word that delivers, your word that heals, your word that sets free all those who are captive and bound by what we call sin. Thank you for Holy Spirit, Father, for his comfort, for his leading, for his guidance, for his reminding us of who you are and how great and wonderful, gracious, merciful, loving, and kind you are. Thank you for you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Now, Father, as we sit at your feet and rest on your lap, lay on your bosom, Father, your heartbeat, as we receive your message, the gospel, help us to apply it to our lives, to make it personal, Father, that we may go out and share this gospel. For as Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Thank you, Father, for offering us salvation. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Secondhand gospel. Now, when I think of secondhand, two things come to mind. One is secondhand clothes. There are a couple of stores that I'm thinking of. One is called Goodwill. One is called Dirt Cheap. They have what some may see as secondhand clothes or merchandise. Secondhand is something that's received from or through an intermediary, something that's borrowed or something that's acquired after being used by another. Some may say it's something that's not new, but in those two stores, I know personally in Dirt Cheap, you can find merchandise that are still new in the sense that the original sales tag are still on. But one reason that they may be in that particular store is because they may be altered, may have some type of deficiency that has devalued the original worth of that product. But thank God for Proverbs 31 wife, hallelujah, who could take merchandise and bring it back to life. Glory to God. My wife is a gifted and an anointed seamstress, technical designer. She's in the fashion industry. She can take something. For example, I have a pair of sandals, and after they were around 10 years old, the leather had deteriorated to the point where I couldn't wear them anymore. I actually threw them in the garbage, in the trash. But my wife took them and she made them brand new again. They're called Born Sandals. I renamed them as Born Again Sandals because she remade the leather This is one of the gifts that my wife has. As a matter of fact, she showed me a sandal that she's making for herself right now at this moment. That's what she does. She brings things to life. So when I go into a secondhand store, it doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter what kind of deficiency that it has, because when I put it on, glory to God, it's going to be brand new, because it's going to be perfectly made for me. And she gets tickled a lot whenever she finds something, because she knows the fashion industry. She knows the different types of materials and certain name brands, where at a secondhand store, it may be what we call dirt cheap, but it may still have the original sales price on it. I'm talking about something that may be in the hundreds of dollars. But because of the deficiency, it can't be sold at that original price. So it will be sold at a much lesser price. And it tickles her. She always asks me, guess how much I paid for this? And I'm like, I don't know the material. I don't know the different types of name brand. So I get to guessing. And I'm thinking, I'm giving good prices. She started laughing. $1, $5. I'm like, what? And it says this on the original price? But once she goes into her lab, as I call it, and get on those sewing machines and get to fixing the deficiency, when she puts it on, it's brand new. So when I wear those sandals now, they feel just as good as they did when I first put them on over 10 years ago. Secondhand merchandise. That's one thing I think about when I think about secondhand. The other thing I think about when I hear secondhand is secondhand smoke. I could feel some of you frowning, because I'm doing the same thing just saying it. Secondhand smoke. You know how you standing near someone and they're smoking cigarettes or cigars or even marijuana, and they get to blowing that smoke out and it comes in your face. It's like, I didn't ask for that. But secondhand smoke is one of the leading causes of cancer. So it's almost a disrespect for someone to blow their smoke towards someone else's direction. Because it's like you're disrespecting my health. I can understand if you love doing that, you know, that's your body. But don't include me. Now they have what they call vapes. Even at work, I would go into the bathroom after someone have inhaled a vape and it's blown that smoke out. And I get the second hand. The residue of it. I'm like, I ain't asked for that. So that's two things that I think of when I hear secondhand clothes, which are less than the original value. And secondhand smoke, which comes from someone that is blowing smoke from smoking cigarettes or cigars or pipes or marijuana. But we're talking about secondhand gossip. Secondhand gospel. So when we look at the text in Romans 1:14, it reads, Paul says, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians. Paul says, I owe the Greeks and the barbarians. I'm under obligation or I'm bound. It's this is my duty. Both to the wise and the unwise. So there's no what we call respect of persons. It's my duty to share this gospel with the Greeks and the barbarians. There's no discrimination when it comes to sharing the gospel. Verse 15 says, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. If you hear a noise that sounds like a siren, that's actually an alarm outside. Now it's been turned off. Says, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. So why is Paul saying also? And then in verse 16, it reads, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Salvation was originally sent to the Jews. Let's go to John 4. John 4. This is the passage where Jesus was on a journey. And in verse 4, St. John, verse 4, it says, and he must needs go through Samaria, talking about Jesus. It says, he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Verse 7 says, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Now, this passage is significant because Samaria was not a place of the Jews. As a matter of fact, verse 9 reads, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, talking about Jesus, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. This was a known fact. The Jews had no dealings with Samaritans. But Jesus went on to say, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. See, what Jesus was saying is that I'm here to offer you the gift of God. What's the gift of God? The gift of God is the gospel. The gospel. Now, gospel is the English word used to translate the Greek word for good news. He said, I'm here to offer you the good news. Christians use the word to designate the message and story of God's saving activity through the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of God's unique Son, Jesus. That's the gospel. The message and the story of God's saving activity through the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of God's unique Son, Jesus. This is what Jesus is saying. I come to offer you this gift of God called the gospel. Now, the word gospel, the letters G-O-S-P-E-L, I actually have them capitalized in my title, secondhand gospel. Because the letters are actually acronyms. Y'all know how I love acronyms. So the acronym for gospel, one acronym is God offering sinful people everlasting life. That's one acronym for the word gospel. God offering sinful people everlasting life. And another acronym is gift of salvation plus eternal life. Gift of salvation plus eternal life. So those are the two acronyms that I got from the word gospel. God offering sinful people everlasting life. When we look at St. John chapter 3, verse 16, it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So Jesus was offering this Samaritan woman eternal life, this sinful person eternal life. Because as the conversation went on, Jesus asked her, "Where is your husband?" Verse 16. St. John 4th chapter, verse 16. And it reads, "Jesus said unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly." So this woman was committing adultery, fornicating. She was a sinful woman. So Jesus was was offering eternal life, everlasting life to this sinful person. And then when we look at the title, Secondhand Gospel, Jesus was originally sent to the Jews. The Jews are God's chosen people. So his ministry started in Galilee. He went to his own people, his own culture. His own race. First. That's why Paul said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Then goes to say that to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, because it's offered to the Jews as this conversation goes on between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Verse 19 reads, "The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither worship in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem. Worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews." This is what Jesus was saying to her. Salvation is of the Jews. So if you really understood the significance of this moment, and instead of me offering this gift of salvation, this gift of the gospel, this gift of God, instead of me offering it to the Jews, I'm offering it to you, a Samaritan woman. Because his own rejected him. They rejected the gospel. They rejected the gift of salvation. So now the gospel, the gift of salvation has become secondhand. Glory to God. But this secondhand gospel is not devalued. It's not altered. The same power, as Paul said, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The same power that is offered to the Jews is also also the same power that is offered to the Greek, to everyone that believes it. See now it's opened up. Now it's called the gift of grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he didn't have to offer the gift of salvation outside of the Jewish nation. But thank God for his grace. Hallelujah. Grace is receiving something that you don't deserve. See, we don't deserve it. That's why the song says, when I seek of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah, because I want to thank him for saving me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See, this secondhand gospel is not dirt cheap. Because the same price that was paid for the Jews, glory to God, that price of the blood that was shed, the price, the same price of his body being bruised, the same price of him being spat on, the same price of him being whipped 39 times to the point of death. The same price, glory to God, of him going to the cross. Is being offered to me. Hallelujah. It's being offered to you. Thank you, Father. This secondhand gospel, it doesn't cause cancer. Glory to God. This secondhand gospel actually cures cancer. For in it is life. In it is healing. See, he was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes, we are healed. So this secondhand gospel brings salvation and healing. This gift of salvation plus eternal life. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, 2nd chapter. Talking about secondhand gospel. Verse 3 reads, if so, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Glory to God. to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also as living stones, there's that word also again, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner. And the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Then verse 9 reads, but ye are a chosen generation. Remember, I said the Jews were God's chosen people. But it's saying now you also, you that have tasted the Lord's grace, you that have received the secondhand gospel, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Remember, grace is getting something that you don't deserve. Mercy is not getting something that you do deserve. See that grace is heaven because we don't deserve it. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the gospel. Thank God for the gift of salvation plus everlasting life, that we now have mercy also. Mercy is not getting what we do deserve, which is hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Secondhand gospel. God offering sinful people everlasting life. God offering sinful people everlasting life. And gift of salvation plus eternal life. Secondhand gospel. Glory to God. Thank God. For offering us secondhand gospel. Because the Jews rejected him. Glory to God. It was passed on to us. Secondhand gospel. Father, thank you, Lord, for considering us. Thank you for adopting us into your family through your son, Jesus, through the gift of salvation, plus everlasting life through the gospel. Thank you, Father, for saving us, for calling us your own. For as once we were not a people, but now we have been made the people of you, Father. Hallelujah. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, your sons and daughters. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you for the gift of salvation. Now, Father, help us to go out into this world and continue to offer this secondhand gospel to the world. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Glory to God. Everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Thank you for adding also. Hallelujah. Thank you for including us into your family. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Secondhand gospel. As they say, it's free, but it ain't cheap. The price has been paid. All you have to do is receive it. Hallelujah. Secondhand gospel. God offering salvation plus eternal life. Secondhand gospel. Gift of salvation plus eternal life. God offering sinful people everlasting life. Well, thank you once again for calling in. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. God bless you. Love you. Secondhand gospel, not devalued. Still worthy. Glory.